When you walk through Seelistadt today, everything seems calm and ordinary. But in reality, you are standing on ground that has been inhabited for thousands of years. Even though there is no excavation site directly in the village, archaeologists have found traces in the surrounding area showing that people lived here already during the Bronze Age. That means that more than 3,000 years ago, people were already living and working here and probably already discussing whether the weather would be better tomorrow. The first written mention of the village dates from the year 1206, if the place called Villa Militum, village of the warriors, is identified with Seelistadt and not with Rethisch. It sounds impressive, even if everyday life was probably based more on agriculture than heroic battles. The Romanesque parts of the church at least confirm that there was already a Christian community here in the 13th century. Over the course of the Middle Ages, the village slowly developed. There were typical disputes with neighbors regarding forests, water, or land. In other words, nothing that smaller communities do not still argue about today. At the same time, however, construction and development continued. Around 1500, Seelistadt was still small, only a few dozen households. Nevertheless, life moved forward step by step, even though there were setbacks. The village, for example, was devastated by Ottoman invasions, events that must have strongly influenced the lives of the inhabitants. For a long time, the historical sources remain mostly silent, until events are documented again in the 18th century, including plundering raids. In the 19th century, the village experienced new growth. The economy developed, buildings were renewed, and associations were founded, including a fire brigade, a women's association, and even a brass band. This shows how important community life was here. The surrounding landscape also played an important role. The gentle hills were well suited for agriculture, and the inhabitants mainly lived from farming and animal husbandry. There were horses, cattle, sheep, pigs, and also bees. One could say that Seelistadt was quite well supplied. Typical for the village are the long farmyards. The houses often stand with a gable facing the street, while the plots stretch long and narrow toward the back. Around the church stood the most important buildings, the school, the parish house, and the community hall. This was where social life took place. The 20th century brought major changes. The First World War passed relatively lightly, but the Second World War hit the village hard. Many men were drafted and some never returned. After the war, inhabitants were deported to forced labor to Russia, and agriculture was later collectivized. The population also changed considerably. Germans, Romanians, Roma and Hungarians once lived here together, but especially the German population declined greatly over time, mainly through emigration at the end of the 20th century. Today, Seelistadt is a place where many of these stories still echo, even if they are not immediately visible. But if you look a little closer, you realize that this quiet village has a surprisingly eventful past.